Hey, I'm Ariel Avery.
Hey, and I'm Austin Carter.
And where are we, Austin?
Well, we're in the middle of everywhere.
And what is the middle of everywhere?
Well, it's all of those places all across America where so many people call their home.
Like me. I call this place home now, here in Murray, Kentucky. But growing up, I never imagined I'd be living and raising a family in rural America.
Now you fall into that third of Americans living in rural and small town America. Before you got here, did you also fall into that even bigger chunk of Americans that wanted to live here?
I think so. It just took me a while to get here.
Every day, there are people moving to rural America. They're moving because they're seeing hope and opportunity in the middle of these regions. These are not just prairie towns, they're not just recreational towns. These are all rural communities across the country. They're experiencing this influx of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. And we started to look at the choices that people make in terms of where they place their home and where they choose to buy their home is in the middle of everywhere.
So if there really is this influx of people, we figure folks want to hear about what's going on in these places, right?
Right, and we know there are people out there missing the stories from small town America, and those are exactly the stories we want to tell.
What's that got to do with anything about our lives in rural America?
We'll learn what motivates people here. What are people passionate about, and what are they working on in these communities?
And we're going to be focusing on Kentucky this first season with stories like, how does the state feel about a newcomer who wants "I'm God" on his license plate?
So when I moved to Kentucky, I applied for the same plate over here.
We'll talk with some great characters.
Oh my gosh, it's been so fun getting to know these folks.
You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming.
Honestly, if I came up on his car and saw the "I am God" plate, I would pray for him because I know he isn't God.
We're also going to explore some deep history of this state, history that touches generations of people.
My dad had always talked about it, that it'd come down through the years, and it was supposed to have been like magic. I just almost cried the first time I held it because how very special that is to all of us.
We're going to bust some stereotypes.
And eat some genuine Kentucky cuisine.
But the hot brown was created to feed drunk people. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. People are down partying in the bottom of the Brown Hotel. What can the chef come up with? And it's like bread with shaved turkey and cheese sauce all over it and bacon and tomatoes. Like, this wasn't a fancy meal.
Have you had fun?
Yep, it's definitely been fun.
Just gonna get a lot of ribbing over that later.
Oh, God.
It tells how much people gave on Sunday morning.
It does.
An offering, yeah. Like.
Did anything come from these peace talks?
The peace talks.
Join us for our first episode.
Here on Middle of Everywhere.
Big stories from the small places we call home.
From WKMS, PRX, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Middle of Everywhere drops October 26th, wherever you get your podcasts.